Lord, with a word of prayer.
首先，让我们谦卑的在主面前祷告。
Dear Lord, we ask for your spiritual cleansing so that there is no man's talk here.
主啊，我们真是在这里求你圣洁的来，你的圣灵来清洁我们这里每一位，使我们在这里不是人在这里说话。
We ask that the Holy Spirit soften our hearts.
我们祈求圣灵来软化我们的心。
And give us discerning ears.
给我们一个能听的耳朵。
May Jesus be heard only.
但愿只有耶稣在这里被听到。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.Last Sunday, Pastor Wong mentioned in his sermon.
上个主日，王牧师在这里讲到
that every family has its own book of hard to read problems.
他说到每一个家庭里面都有一本难念的经
and many of these problems have no answers.
而很多的问题是没有办法得到解答的
and they only end up with the word why.
很多的时候我们只能够在那里无奈的说为什么这样
So today is only a coincidence for me here.
今天实在是好像是一个小巧合，我能站在这里。
That I'm going to share with you the subject of why me.
我今天要分享的题目就是为什么是我。
I do not have any statistics to back me up.
我并没有一些具体的统计资料。
But I believe the phrase why me must be one of the most often used expressions.
可是我却深信这个为什么总是是我是我这一句。这一句话是一个最常被说摆在口头上说的。
From little kids to adults，
从小孩子到大人。
From women to men，
从男人到女人。
Because I myself have said it many times，
因为我很多的时候我就是这样子说。
I have heard people say it many more times，
我也听到许多的人这样说。
It is usually understood as an expression of emotional response，
我们可以理解很多的时候这是我们一种情绪上的反应。
Because of frustrations。
因为我们遭遇到挫折
or we are complaining about some misfortune
真的我为着我们有一些不幸的事情我们在那里埋怨
or we complain about unfair treatments
或者有一些人对我不公平
or it's simply an unwillingness to take up responsibility
甚至或者是有时候当人家交给你一份责任的时候你不愿意承担
and many other life issues in general
在很多的生活上都是情形都是这样
examples can vary from something very petty
而我们可以从一些很细碎的细小的事情上面都可以发生
and to more serious matters
甚至很严重的事情
for example a boy is being asked by his mom to do chores
比如说有个小孩如果他的母亲要他去做一点零碎的工作
but his brother or sister wasn't asked
他的兄弟姐妹并没有被这样要求的时候
so the boy would tell mom why me
所以这个孩子他就会抱怨说为什么是我
And then for example adults getting into car accidents
那对成人来讲有时候当你出了一个小车祸
Why did he hit me?
为什么他要撞我
Or losing their wallets or IDs
有时候我们掉了我们的皮夹丢到了我们的证件
And more seriously losing their jobs
有如果更严重的时候当我们掉了工作的时候
Or losing their health
或者我们失去了健康
And they may be angry at God
很多时候我们可能就对着神生气
For some very traumatic experiences in life
或者是在我们在生命里面有许多创伤的一些经验
And this applies to believers as well, believe it or not
事实上这些事情不但对不信的人是这样对信徒也是这样
I want to quote something from a scripture in Moses
我很愿意用圣经上的摩西来举个例
Moses went to Pharaoh Moses went to Pharaoh.
摩西他到法老那里去
and demanded that the Israelites be let go.
他要求法老说让我的百姓走
But Pharaoh turned around and punished the Israelites.
可是这个法老他转过来反而苦待这些以色列民
by not giving them straws to make bricks.
他不但不给这些他给他们草，还要他们做砖
The Israelites in turn complained to Moses.
所以到后来结果这个以色列人他们转过来就抱怨摩西
In Exodus chapter 5 verse 22
在出埃及记第五章二十二节这样说的
Moses returned to the Lord
摩西回到耶和华那里
And said
说
O Lord why have you brought trouble upon these people
说主啊你为什么苦待这百姓呢
Is that why you sent me
这就为什么你要打发我去呢
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们，
whenever you hear someone uttering the word "Why me?"，
当你听到人家这样子说“为什么是我”的时候，
do you automatically think that person is complaining about something？
你是不是总是想到他一定是在埋怨？
I request your patience。
我现在要请你们有点耐心，
to allow me to explain，
能够容许我有点解释。
How I receive an inspiration from a song，
我到底是怎么样从有一首歌里面得到这样的启发。
That led to much contemplation，
这个歌能够引到
contemplation， 几思量，
使得能够使我更仔细的来思量，
resulting in me standing here today and share with you，
使得我今天能够站在这里来分享这样的事情。
And what I think about this subject, why me，
让我真的一直来想，来更深的思想这个题目，为什么是我。
One morning last summer，
去年的夏天，
I was driving to work，
当我开车去工作的时候，
and my radio was on some oldie station，
我的收音机正在播放一些老歌。
And there is one particular song that caught my attention with the lyrics.
那个时候有一首歌的歌词，它引起了我的注意。
I'll tell you the reason later.
我等一下会告诉你们为什么。
It was a song I knew very well.
这首歌我很熟悉。
But it was seldom played on secular radio.
可是这首歌却很少在一般的广播电台里面来播放的。
Because it has a religious title.
因为这首歌它的题目，它的这个。题目是有点宗教意味。
But I don't believe it is played much on Christian radio either.
可是我也不认为说这首歌在一般的基督徒的电台里面就常常被播放。
Because it was originally a country and western pop song.
因为这首歌本身它本来就是一种乡村歌曲开始的。
So I went home that night and did some research.
所以我那天晚上我回家我就开始做点研究。
And I have since listened to it many, many times in the computer.
从那个时候起我就在电脑上面我听了很多次。
It was written in 1973.
那是在1973年写的一首歌。
It was written by a well-known American actor.
那是被有一个非常有著名的一个演员所写的。
As well as a country singer.
他也是一个乡村歌手。
That year I was a senior in high school.
我想起那一年我正好是在高中的高中高三。
And senior, 最后一年。
最后一年 ,yes.
And I didn't really like the song.
我那个时候并不喜欢这首歌。
Even though it was a very popular hit that year.
虽然那个时候这首歌是很流行的。
Because it lacked the rhythm of the pop music of my generation.
因为那个歌听起来没有那个节奏感。
Therefore, I didn't even pay attention to the lyrics.
所以我根本对那个歌词我就没有去注意。
Until now.
直到现在。
30 something years later.
三十多年以后。
During my research in the website.
当我在网络上面来做研究的时候。
I understood the singer wrote the song when he was in a period of emotional downcast.
而我知道那个作者当他写这首诗歌的时候是正是他的那个情绪上跌到低谷的时候。
But he decided to humble himself before the Lord.
可是那个时候他竟然决定在神的面前谦卑他自己。
And put his feelings into a song.
而因此他就把他的感情就写在诗歌里头。
Then I was directed to another website.
那接下来我就从另外的一个网站。
The song was elected to be honored.
我就发现这首诗歌竟然被选出来
in the newly established Christian Music Hall of Fame.
这首歌必然被选成进入了基督徒诗歌的名人堂
and out of all the hymns over the years,
这么多年以来
only 30 songs were chosen.
只有三十首诗歌被选入这个名人堂
and half of them are very familiar traditional hymns.
其实这有差不多一半这一类的歌曲是我们都很熟悉的古老的歌
For example, Amazing Grace.
例如说奇异恩典
How great thou art
你真伟大
Just as I am
照我本相
Rock of ages
永久磐石
What a friend we have in Jesus
何等朋友我主耶稣
But the song I just mentioned was one of only 30 songs chosen
我刚刚所提到的这一首歌是三十首之中的一首
And it has been embraced by the Christian community.
这首歌现在已经被基督徒们所接受。
As a song of Christian humility.
它因为它唱出来代表了基督徒的这个谦卑。
I say all this for a reason.
我这样的说。
In 1973,
在1973年
，I knew all the words.
我就知道这首歌词。
I knew how to sing it.
我知道怎么唱。
But I didn't understand it.
可是我不了解他的意思。
In 2007,
一直到2007年
I came across the song again
当我在碰到这首诗歌的时候
The song has not changed
这首诗歌还是一样没有改变
But by the grace of God I have changed
可是因着神的恩典我已经改变了
I think very few of you knew the song
我想可能不多人知道这首诗歌
But if I ask you to guess the title you may have some idea
所以如果我请你来猜猜这首歌的题目是什么你可能会猜得到
The song was called Why Me Lord
这首歌的那个曲名就叫做主啊为什么是我
And the first verse is very thought provoking
而这首诗歌的歌词的第一句就是非常的给我很令人深思的
He said why me Lord
他说到为什么是我主啊
What have I ever done
我曾经做了什么
You deserve even one
我甚至能够配得一个我所知道
Of the blessings I have known
我所知道的一个祝福
Tell me Lord
告诉我主
What did I ever do?
我到底做了什么
That was worth love from you
值得从你那里得到爱
Or the kindness you have shown
就是你向我显示的慈爱
The song was thought provoking because it wasn't about complaining
这首诗歌会引起人的深思因为它并不是在那里埋怨
As the song title may have suggested
就像这首诗歌歌那个曲目它所说的
Rather it was an outpouring of gratitude and admission of unworthiness
这个好像是从一个他自己深深的觉得自己不配的那样的一个心情里面出来的
The singer uses phrase like ever done
所以这个作者他甚至用了一个用的词句说我曾经做了什么
Even one
我甚至配得一个
Ever do
我到底做了什么
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
today's society is totally against God.
今天这个社会是完全的抵挡神的。
Credit are given to men for their achievements.
我们很容易就把这个掌声给许多有成就的人。
But failures or problems are attributed to God.
而我们却把那些失败埋怨通通归给上帝。
It is perhaps understandable.
我们可以理解这些。
Unbelievers blame God because they don't believe him.
对一些不信的人他们会这样怪上帝是因为他们不信上帝
So God is an easy target to blame
所以神就成为一个目标可以很容易就拿来抱怨
It is befitting to me to learn that atheists also blame God
而对我来讲的话 我觉得对那些无神论者我也可以理解
Because God doesn't even exist
因为对他们来讲神根本不存在
But it is most ironic
可是很讽刺的
Even believers actually blame God.
那就是我们这些信主的人，有我们也经常在那里埋怨上帝。
It is the same God and Savior.
而这个我们所埋怨的上帝就是那一位成就我们的主。
That they have previously professed their faith and giving thanks for the saving grace.
也就是那一位曾经我们来感恩，我们感谢给我们恩典的救主。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
I wish to share with you today.
我今天愿意跟你分享
some possible reasons.
有一些极可能的原因
why some believers complain and even express anger towards God.
为什么有些信徒们他们抱怨而甚至在那里埋怨
when they come across adversities in life.
当他们碰到生活里面一些灾难的时候
or trials of life.
哦，甚至他们碰到一些试炼的时候
But at the same time
可是在同时
Many more believers
更多的信徒
Exercise faithful obedience
他们在信心里面在那里忠心的操练
Or even gratitude
哦，甚至操练他们的感恩
On experiencing the same adversities
在他们甚至经历同样的苦难的时候
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
It is not my intention here to criticize or judge my fellow believers
我们并没有意思在这里要来论断我们的弟兄姊妹
Because I'm a complaining believer myself
事实上我自己就是一个很容易发怨言的人
A modern day word is called whiner
在今天用的一个词就是发牢骚的人
I simply wish to draw our attention
我只是很希望能够引起大家的注意
To the dangers as a believer
让他我们知道一个信徒他可能的危机
If we are ignorant of the truth
如果我们忽略了这个圣经上的真理
If we indulge in self-gratification
如果我们真的沉浸在那个自我的满足里面
Or even go as far as questioning God's fairness
那甚至我们去质疑来询问神为什么这样
Allow me to share with you three possible reasons
现在请你们容许我 举三个可能的原因。
Why some believers choose to complain to God?
为什么有些信徒们他们会来埋怨神？
When they face adversities of life.
当他们碰到生活上的逆境的时候。
The first possible reason could be.
第一个可能的原因是什么？
That they are ignorant of the biblical truth leading to an incorrect perception.
就是我们当我们忽略了圣经的真理的时候，就可以把我们带到一些错误的观念里头。
And that incorrect perception may be.
这些错误的观念。
That believers should be exempted from all the afflictions of life.
这个错误的观念就是认为说我们这些信主的人根本就应该从这些苦难中间逃脱出来。
One reason that we could not overcome adversities.
那就是有一个极大的原因，我们不能够克服这些困境。
He said we fail to accept the fact that everyday issues of life are also destined for believers.
因为我们不能够理解说，在我们每天生活的苦难里面，这些也是我们信徒所被命定的。
Not just everybody else.
并不是只是别的人。
But the difference is.
但是区别在这里。
How believers handle these issues?
到底信徒们应该怎么样来掌握这些事情呢？
Compared to everyone else.
我们到底应该跟别人不信的人是怎么样有什么不同来面对这样的事情？
Now, if we choose to complain,
如果我们选择来埋怨
rather than relying on our Lord to overcome,
我们不去信靠神来让我们越过这些
here lies the danger.
这里就有一个危险。
That will cause self-inflicted miseries to ourselves and our family.
这样子，当我们这样埋怨的时候，我们就会自己加给自己的痛苦，而且加给我们家庭的痛苦。
And very possibly,
而且非常可能
cause newer believers and truth seekers to stumble.
我们甚至会造成那些新信主的人或者不信的人，他们绊倒了。
When they see our demonstration of ungratefulness,
当不信的人看到了我们那种一点都不感恩的表现的时候
，ungratefulness should not.
我们这种不感恩的情况实在是不应该
，and must not be any part of a believer's life.
不应该是在任何一个信徒的身上。
There is a piece of scripture to remind us.
有一段经文这样子告诉我们
，in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3.
在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第三章第三节这样说的
Paul said, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials, you know quite well that we were destined for them.
保罗这样说的，免得有人被诸般的患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。
The second reason could be,
第二个原因是什么？
A self-gratifying worthiness due to our carnal instinct.
自我的那种满足是因为来自于我们肉体的天性
Our carnal instinct drive us
我们肉体的那种天性会使得我们
Including us believers
包括我们这些信徒们
To compare with others for merits
我们会跟别人来比较我们的行为
That at least you think inside
至少在我们里面是这样想的
I'm better than this brother, that sister
我里面这样想说我比他好
That I serve more diligently than this sister, that brother.
因为我比别人侍奉主更多
That I should deserve more.
所以我应该得到更多
Deserve more what?
你到底应该得到更多什么呢
More blessings from God.
我应该得到更多的祝福
Or more applause from men.
或者说我应该得到更多人的肯定
But then why did God allow these adversities happen to my life?
但是为什么神又允许这些患难临到我身上呢
If we indulge in self-gratification,
如果我们真的我们沉浸在那种自我的满足里面
here lies the danger.
这里就有一个危险
that we forget that grace is unmerited favor.
那就是因为我们完全忘记了那个恩典是白白的
that we will fall into the danger of becoming self-complacent for deservedness.
我们就会跌到一个危机里面，就是我们认为我们配得这些东西。
That grace can be earned.
我们认为我们可以靠我们自己来赚取这个恩典。
That we count on the satisfaction of acclaims by visible men.
我们就把我们的眼光看到那些人看能够看得到的人的肯定上面。
Instead of enjoying the privilege of serving the invisible God.
而我们就并不会去服侍那个看不见的神。
But as soon as trials come to our life,
但是只要当有一些试炼来到我们的生命中的时候
We start complaining.
我们就开始在这里埋怨。
We say, "Why me, Lord?"
我们就会埋怨说，为什么是我
？I don't deserve all these trials.
我根本就不应该得到这些的这些试炼。
There is a piece of scripture to admonish us.
有一个经文也是这样的勉励。
And we are all very familiar with it.
我们大家都很熟悉这个经文。
From the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 to 9.
以弗所书第二章八到九节。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
The third reason could be,
第三个可能的原因，
that they start to question God's fairness.
我们开始来质问神的 公平
that we sometimes believe that we are being singled out
就是我们觉得我们是被挑选出来的
to go through the sufferings and afflictions of life
我们就认为是我们应该被我们是被挑选出来去走过这些的困难
here is their misunderstanding
这里有一个错误的理解
they do not recognize that though God allows certain things to happen in his permissive will
就是我们忽略的是在神他允许的旨意里面我们会经过这些困难
And then he also sometimes disciplines us
而我们忽略了神有时候他是要来管教我们
Like a father to a son
就像一个父亲都要管教孩子一样
But God is fair
但是神他是公平的
There is this scripture to assure us that God is fair
这里就有一个短的经文说到了神是公正的
In the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 11.
罗马书第二章十一节这样说的。
Very short one.
非常短。
But very certain.
是非常肯定的。
For God does not show favoritism.
说神并不偏待人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
let me now share with you four very credible reasons.
接下来让我也跟弟兄姊妹们分享四个理由可信的理由。
How most believers overcome adversities of life.
到底有一些信徒他们是怎么样来克服这些困难的
The first reason is
第一个原因
That they trust the promise of God
就是他们相信神的应许
Because these believers they have no fear or bitterness in them
因为在他们里面他们并没有苦读或者害怕
Because they wholeheartedly trust the word of God
因为他们全心的来信靠神
And the promises
信靠神的应许
that they have been saved completely
他们是完全的被拯救
that God is always for us
所以他知道神是都是为着我们好
never against us
他从来不会来抵挡我们
that Jesus is interceding for us daily
而且深信耶稣是天天的为我们来代祷
never inciting the Father's discipline
耶稣他并不会在那里来挑动来煽动让父神来管教我们
never accuse us
他并不会来那里控告我们。
And this piece of scripture from the book of Hebrews to assure us.
在希伯来书里面有这样的一段话。
Chapter 7, verse 25.
第七章二十五节。
Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能够拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
The second reason is,
接下来第二个原因
in addition to their trust,
除了他们的信任以外
they exercise obedience to accept both good and trouble.
而他们也在操练他们的信他们的顺服能够在各样的环境里面
They recognize that sufferings and afflictions are inevitable.
他们承认所有的苦难都是不可避免的
If you know the story of Job,
如果你知道约伯记的故事
Job has many more reasons to ask God why
约伯他有很多的原因可以来问质问神说为什么
In the very first chapter in the book of Job
在约伯记第一章就这样说的
The scripture tells us
那里这样说的
That Job was blameless and upright
他说约伯是个义人完全无可指责
He feared God
他敬畏神
He shunned evil
他厌恶他恨恶那个恶事
But he lost sons, daughters, and his flocks.
可是他失去了他的女儿、儿子，甚至他的所有的财产。
But what was Job's reaction?
那到底约伯是怎么样的反应呢？
Let us look at chapter 1 verse 22.
让我们来看约伯记的第一章二十二节这样说的。
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，他不以神为毒为愚妄。
And when Satan went out for the second time,
后来撒旦又来了第二次攻击。
And he afflicted Job with painful sores.
这时候撒旦用了身上的毒疮来攻击约伯。
From the soles of his feet to the top of his head.
从他的脚到他的头都长满了疮。
His wife said to Job,
他的妻子甚至这样跟约伯说，
In the book of Job chapter 2 verse 9 to 10,
在约伯记第二章第九到第十节这样说的，
His wife said,
他的妻子这样说，
Are you still holding on your integrity? Curse God and die, he replied. You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said.
他的妻子对他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。约伯却对他说，你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。哎，难道我们从神手里得福不也受祸吗？在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
And the third reason is,
接下来第三个原因，
In addition to their trust and obedience,
除了我们信跟顺服以外，
They have faith in God's sufficiency,
我们还要对着神的那个充足的供应，我们要有信心。
Brother King shared with us on the first Sunday of 2008.
金弟兄他在2008年的第一个主日这样子训勉我们。
That Saul, later Paul, used to put his confidence in the things the world afforded him.
在那里提到了保罗，提到了扫罗，就是后来变成保罗的。他这样子讲到了对于他世界上的事情对他的关系。
For example, his pure descent as a Hebrew of Hebrews.
比如说，他说到他是犹太人中的犹太人。
His religious zeal.
他的宗教上面的热心。
His faultless legalistic righteousness.
他是完全遵守律法的，无可指责的。
But then he received the Lord's revelation near Damascus.
可是当他在往大马士的路上去的时候，得到了神的启示。
And Paul found Christ as his savior.
在那个时候，他找到了基督是他个人的救主。
As well as his surpassing greatness.
也是他的至宝。
But if Paul had many reasons to boast in his flesh before his conversion,
如果我们说保罗他有许多在他得救以前值得夸口的事情，
Paul also had many reasons after his conversion,
保罗也同样的他在他得救以后也可以有许多的理由，
to complain to the Lord during his years of ministry to the Gentiles.
他在他跟那些外邦人传道了那么多年里面，他可以有很多的埋怨。
At least from a human point of view.
至少从人的观点来说。
May I ask you to turn your Bible?
我能不能请你们打开圣经？
To the book of 2 Corinthians.
我们打开哥林多后书，在这上面没有。
没有。2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书11章23到27。
Chapter 11, verse 23 to 27.
哥林多后书第十一章二十三到二十七。
Verse 23, second part of verse 23, I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again.
第二十三节的后半段，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。
Verse 24, five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one.
二十四节，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十减去一下。
Verse 25, three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I'm a shipwreck.I spent a night and a day in the open sea.
被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇到船坏了三次，一昼一夜在深海里。
Verse 26, I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers.
26节，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险。
Verse 27, I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked.
27节，受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
why didn't Paul complain?
为什么保罗他没有埋怨呢？
I believe that Paul, as well as many of you out there,
因为我相信保罗是这样，
that they are certain that the Lord's grace is sufficient and ever increasing.
保罗像许多的信徒一样，他深信神的恩典够他用，
and also ever increasing.
而且这个恩典会越来越多。
You see, grace is cumulative.
你知道我们的恩典是可以累积的。
What I mean is, last year's grace is good for this year also.
我的意思就是说，你去年得到恩典，其实在今年你还是可以用。
It's good for next year and the year and the year after.
而且这些恩典可以用来明年还可以用，后年还可以用。
So as more grace is received,
所以我们会越来越得到更多的恩典。
The grace become accumulated.
所以我们的恩典是一直可以累积起来。
So these believers, they would not belittle the saving grace of God.
所以这些信徒们，他们不会说他们完全相信神的恩典。
That is sufficient for us to persevere and handle the adversities of life.
他们深信神的恩典足够我们来应付我们所生活中的苦难。
In the same 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, Paul said.
在同样的哥林多后书里面，保罗这样说的。
The Lord said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
好，主对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
And the first reason, and the fourth reason is,
那么第四个理由是什么？
In addition to trust,
除了信靠，
obedience,
除了顺服，
and faith,
除了信心，
these believers, they have a glorious hope.In Christ,
这些信徒们，他们在基督里面有一个荣耀的盼望。
And this is a hope of glorious joy.
这个盼望是盼有一个极大的喜乐。
They have experienced the incomparable love of God.
他们实在是经历了神那个极大的爱。
And the inexpressible joy as a child of God.
能够成为那种不能够磨灭的那个神的儿女的爱。
That supersedes temporary afflictions.
这些。可以让我们超越我们暂时的短暂的困苦。
These believers, they recognize that we'll all have to face the issues of life.
这些信徒们，他们真的都明白，我们每一个人都要面对有些困难。
Car accidents or loss of jobs.
车子出车祸或者我们失业了。
The nature of these unpleasant things will never change.
你知道这些不愉快的事情是不会改变的。
It could affect us emotionally.
他们仍然会影响到我的情绪。
Physically,
影响到我的身体。
And very important to mankind financially.
甚至影响到我的财务情况。
But should we trust in the Lord's promise?
到底我们是不是就应该要信靠神的应许呢？
And our glorious hope in Christ.
而我们能够深信我们在基督里面的那个荣耀。
Or should we focus on asking why?
还是我们就总是留在那里，停留在说我们一直问神为什么。
It is how we deal with these issues that will change the final outcome.
我们到底用什么样的态度来面对这些问题，就决定了我们的结果是怎么样。
In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 to 18.
在哥林多后书第四章的17到18节这样说的。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary; what is unseen is eternal.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的， 因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Also in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8，
在彼得前书的第一章第八节这样说的
Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因他信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。 Amen.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
to the unbelievers,
对许多的不信的人来讲
Why me is a one-way street
对不信主的人来讲他讲为什么是我是只有单方向的
To the believers
对信主的人来讲
Yes, we do complain
我们有时候会抱怨
But it should be the other way around
可是我们必须要从另外一个方向过来看
So how often are we
我们到底怎么样我们经常是这样子
You and me
你跟我一样
We act ungratefully and rebelliously when things did not go our way.
我们当事情不顺我们的意的时候，我们是不是就是这样的一个埋怨，一个悖逆
？And complain that we are being treated unfairly by God.
而我们就在那里埋怨说神对我不公平。
Michael was right when he shared with us last Thanksgiving Sunday.
在去年感恩节的时候 ，Michael 弟兄他跟我们这样分享。
He said, "We so often focus on the 1% of the bad things instead of the 99% of the good things."
他说的真是对。他说我们总是把眼光摆在那个1%不顺利的事情上，而我们对那99%的顺利的事情，我们都看不见。
One of our sisters make a testimony on Thanksgiving Day.
而在感恩节的时候，我们其中有一位姊妹做了这样的一个见证。
Shortly after she had a miscarriage 7 months into her pregnancy.
这位姊妹提到了当她怀胎了7个月不久
And she had a miscarriage
她这个胎儿就掉了
But what did she do?
她怎么反应呢
She expressed submission
她表达了她那样的顺服
Obedience and gratitude
她那样降服在神的面前而且那样的感恩
Don't you think it's a little odd?
你会不会觉得很奇怪
Yes, to the unbelievers
对不信的人来讲是真的很怪
No, not to us
可是对我们信徒来讲不应该觉得奇怪
Because we know our sisters did not follow the pattern of this world to complain
因为我们知道我们的姊妹她并没有跟随着世界的潮流那样的来埋怨
To cry injustice
她在那里哭喊说这不公平
But rather exercise her faith in obedience by giving thanks
可是在那里反而她是在那里操练他对主的那个对神的那个信靠。
So shouldn't we as believers of Christ?
那么我们这些信神的人应该怎么样呢
？Ask the Lord Jesus, why me in a grateful way?
我们实在是应该用同样的为什么是我是来问一个从恩典的角度来问
，or why my family?
或者从为什么这样对我的家庭这么好
？For each blessing received.
对我们所收到的每一个祝福
Instead of complaining about every adversity
而不是应该 来对我没有碰我所遭遇到的困难我就来那里埋怨
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Do not let Christ's blessing turn into something trivial
不要让看那个神给我们的恩典是那个很就是看得理所当然的
That because we are supposed to have them
认为我们本来就应该有
Or even more dangerously
更危险的情况是
We have earned it
认为说是我配得的我赚来的
Do not follow the footsteps of the Israelites in the wilderness
求神让我们不要走以色列人在旷野所走过的路
In the book of Isaiah chapter 29
在以赛亚书29章这样说的
Verse 13
第13节
The Lord says These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips
那里说到这些百姓他们嘴唇来亲近我
But their hearts are far from me
可是他们的心却远离我
But when our hearts is not in God
当我们的心是向着神的时候
Our carnal instinct will take over
我就可以战胜我们肉体里面的那种感觉
And then we'll start complain whenever we don't get what we ask for
我们就会停止我们那样的一个埋怨说我们为什么得不到这个
I believe our tendency to complain will change.
我非常的深信我们那种 要抱埋怨的那个天性那个趋向是会改变的。
If we wholeheartedly embrace the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord，
如果我们从心里面真的是来拥抱说耶稣是我的至宝，那么我们这个态度会改变。
And this is our church's main theme for the entire year 2008。
这就是我们2008年我们教会的一个主要的主题。
That we have to recognize with certainty。
我们当然我们承认是一些是固定会发生的事。
It is not our works，
并不是我们的工作。
Not our worth，
不是我们值得、我们配得的。
Not our way，
也并不是我们的方式。
But it's God's love，
完全是神的爱。
God's mercy，
神的恩典。
And God's grace，
而是神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，I want to leave you with some scriptures。
我还想跟弟兄们提几个经文
，to encourage us to constantly and gratefully ask God why me for His blessings，
让我们真的是我们可以常常可以感恩的心来问神说为什么是我。
In Psalm 16 verse 2，
在诗篇十六篇第二节
，You are my Lord, apart from you I have no good thing。
那你说到你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
In Psalm 103 verse 10 He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities.
那你说他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
In Psalm 116 verse 12,
诗篇116篇12节这样说的。
How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me?
我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩呢？
In 1 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 16，
历代志上17章16节。
It is David's prayer to God，
那是大卫的一个祷告。
After Nathan the prophet gave him God's message，
当了那个拿单先知告诉了那个大卫神要给他的信息以后，
And David said， Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my family that you have brought me this far？
大卫来到神的面前说：耶和华我是谁，我的家算什么，你竟使我到这地步呢？
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们，
Let us not be whiners in life，
求神让我们不要是一个会发牢骚的人。
We all should be winners in Christ，
我们每一个人都应该是一个在基督里面得胜的人。
Praise the Lord that he gave us the Bible that provides all the answers，
我们感谢神他给了我们这本圣经能够提供所有的答案。
Because all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
因为圣经都是神所默示的，在教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们，
Let us count each blessing，
让我们能够数算神的恩典。
The Lord has and will continue to give our daily bread，
而我们的神他也会继续也愿意在我们的每天的生活里面提供我们灵粮。
I'm going to ask the young adults to sing the song，
我现在要请我们的年轻人来唱这首诗歌。
And it's a song that I mentioned at the beginning，
就是我在信息一开始的时候所提到的。
And it's called Why Me Lord，
就是为什么是我主啊。
Praise the Lord，
赞美我们的神。
show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am.
Thank you, Brother Tommy, for today's message. 谢谢 Tommy 弟兄给我们今天的信息。We're now welcome first-time comers. 我们现在欢迎第一次来到我们中。